This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Barbara Purban, last name P-U-R-M-A-N, Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Date was October 20th, 2022. Place was Courtyard of Schwartz Creek. The paragraph chief's complaint, I was asked to follow up with Mrs. Purban regarding diarrhea, period. She has been in the hospital recently and was discharged about 4 days ago, period. In the hospital, they replaced the G-tube, period. She was a bit on the dry side, and things are going a bit better with the G-tube, period. She is eating some soft and, some pureed and slightly soft food now, period. She did look better than when I saw her a couple of weeks ago, period. Her diarrhea persists, but is a bit less and slightly more solid, but still significant, period. She's been off antibiotics, and we recently stopped Metamucil a few days ago, and that seems to help as well, period. She still has the tearfulness and bursts of tears daily, period. She's still mainly mobilized by wheelchair and is unable to walk, period. She still gets some hallucinations daily, but they're less stressful, period. It's paranoia, but less stressful, period. She denies any cardiac problems at the present time, period. She does have atrial fibrillation, and the heart rate is controlled with flecainide, metoprolol, and Eliquis for anticoagulation, period. There's no dizziness now, period. She's up in the chair, and she tended to lean her head to the right, period. Did have a cerebral bleed, and she's still on the Keppra for seizure prophylaxis, although her husband does not think she has had seizures lately, period. The paragraph review system. Her vision is okay. Her hearing is okay. No current fever or chills. No sore throat or earache. No respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or dizziness. GI, no complaints other than the diarrhea mentioned above. And she has dysphagia still, period. Even no bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. And she's not known to have diabetes, period. In paragraph past history, osteoarthritis, dementia, atrial fibrillation, paranoia, and her dementia may be Alzheimer's or Lewy body dementia, hypertension, depression, urinary incontinence, fecal incontinence. Now is the G2 period. She had a cerebral hemorrhage in the past period. In paragraph, family history, her father died at 89. And had diabetes and has a heart failure and prostate cancer. Her mother died at 72 and had multiple myeloma, period. Her brother has diabetes, period. New paragraph, examination. She is not acutely distressed or ill. Blood pressure 110 over 80, pulse 94. O2 saturation 99%, temperature 97.9. Head and neck, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, neck supple, no mass or nodes. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1S2, no gout, no murmur, no edema. Abdomen soft and non-tender. CNS, cranial nerves grossly normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion. Skin was intact, warm, and dry without rash or major lesions, period. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Purban still has some diarrhea, and she has PRN Imodium, period. It's not completely helping, period. It has improved with by being off antibiotics and after stopping Metamucil, period. I will order cholestyramine, one pack twice a day, period. Two, she has dementia, likely Alzheimer's or Lewy body, and continuous hallucinations and psychosis and paranoia, period. The Seroquel is now at 50 milligrams three times a day, period. Also, alproic acid, 250 milligrams, he takes about 150 milligrams three times a day, period. We will observe, period. She still remains in the clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams, three times a day, by the YouTube and an excellent PRN for anxiety, period. She has atrial fibrillation and is on Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day for anticoagulation, and she's on Flecainide, 50 milligrams twice a day, and Metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day for rate control, period. She seems stable from the standpoint of her cerebral hemorrhage, period. She is not too bothered by arthralgia at the present time, period. Her blood pressure tends on the low side, but it has stabilized, period. I will add the thyramine. He will, her husband will contact the psychiatrist to see whether Nudexta is a good idea or if it's available. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Oh, this is so funny.